For more on that and more, we are joined by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP and is coming here from that march, or at least the rally Carrboro before the march. Anna, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
Thanks. I'm good. Busy day in my corner of the world. The rally was very well organized. I don't know if your listeners are aware, this is part of a national boycott effort of Wendy's, and I don't know if folks understand or are really aware of a lot of the issues relative to farm workers, but it's kind of especially germane today as we have this whole discussion around immigration. This is one area where they really are doing work that would not get done, I'm afraid, without them.
Mm-hmm.
Across the country and in North Carolina in particular, with our pig farm industry as well as the farming industry here in North Carolina, folks are living in very substandard conditions, no amenities, no health care, very low pay.
Yeah. And a lot of them are working as day laborers, right? And there's no protection for them at all.
Nothing. So big corporations, Wendy's is not the only one, but Wendy's is the focus of this effort, make a lot of money from cheap farm labor.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a moral issue, a social justice issue. And so I was happy that I was able to at least get to the rally, and I talked to some of the organizers. So the march was from the Wendy's in Carrboro over to the university, as you mentioned. They have a Wendy's over there on campus as well. So the students have been involved in this for a while here locally, and hopefully this will help call attention to it. The other part of this is corporations have all kinds of choices about where they get their food as well, and the quality of the food and whether or not that food is coming from people who can make a living wage or not.
Mm-hmm.
So great opportunity to call attention to the plight of people that really put food on our table and really needs to be a fair work day for them.
And you mentioned that Wendy's certainly isn't the only major corporation, but one of the reasons that Wendy's is being singled out is that a lot of their competitors, the most obvious competitors, the McDonald's and the Burger King's, are signing on to the fair food movement, and Wendy's is, for whatever reason, not. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we've got to continue this fight for fairness, really.
Yeah. And the plight of farm workers and day laborers it so often flies under the radar, and people don't think about it, people don't talk about it, but, I mean, that's the most important kind of concern around equity. The issues that you don't hear about are the ones where repression can often be the worst.
Exactly,
so,
and,
yeah.
You know, we all enjoy four for $5 or whatever, these outrageous offers, and the only way they can do that, we know they're still making money, they're not selling things at a loss, is to harvest and get the food at a very low rate. In addition, in the case of Wendy's, they are still paying their employees that work in the stores very low wages as well, without benefits. And so there's lots of room for improvement.
Yeah. How many people would you say were at the rally earlier today? I heard it was pretty sizable.
The rally itself, I'd say there were a couple hundred people there.
Okay.
I talked to Chief Horton as I was leaving. He was expecting a little bit larger crowd. But, you know, it's a Tuesday in the middle of the afternoon. Had it been on a weekend, I'm sure the crowd would have been larger. But very enthusiastic. And the organizers had banners and signs, and really, really well organized. They're leaving here and going to Ohio and Michigan after here. So,
With a focus on colleges, right? Trying to get them to,
So great effort. Great effort.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com, if you want more information on the Chapel Hill Carborough branch chapter of the NAACP. And we were also talking during the break about, not to completely immediately change the subject with no segue, but another significant issue locally with significant civil rights and equity implications as well. Margaret Samuels stepping down as board chair after being targeted by the recall effort. Thoughts on that?
So I have to say I was surprised at the actual recall effort. Mm-hmm. My understanding is this hasn't been done in Orange County before. These recall rules are county by county, so they can decide if a recall is even possible. And so it has been possible for a number of years here locally in our community, but this is the first time that that's been exercised. You know, this all stems from the Mandarin decision made last year. From an equity standpoint, our position was how can we afford to spend dollars on a program that benefits a relatively small number of students, and when we have many, many students who aren't performing at grade level. And so to be number one district in the state, we ought to be putting our resources toward bringing everybody up to at least the minimum grade level standard. So this is a conversation that's been going on in the community for a long time. And I must say that, the announcement on the recall came out one day, and the next day, yard signs were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So very organized effort. I believe, and I've been to a number of the school board meetings, it's really about the process more than the decision. I think both the process in terms of conduct, and also once the decision was made, on really understanding, how information was shared. Was it a shared, and then once the decision was made, getting the board to a point where they could agree on how they're going to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
And there was at least. Apparently, I have to say, because I'm not part of that that group, not to the satisfaction of being open about how the process would be different going forward. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's really what, in the end, got us to where we are today.
Speaking with Anna Richards, and you raised a extremely important point there, which bears a lot more conversation about the allocation of resources, right?
Yes.
Do we spend money on programs that benefit a small number of people when there are larger problems? We haven't talked about this yet on the air. We're going to have more on this tomorrow because Greg Meyer is going to be coming in tomorrow afternoon, permitting, to talk about the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate program, which is also at least potentially being targeted for cuts. And again, much more to say on that tomorrow. But that's another program that benefits a small number of people and takes up a lot of resources, but it's one that supporters of the program and the people who've gone through it have benefited immensely from. And it's a tough issue.
It's a tough issue, particularly when you say, every school board member, and I know you were at a lot of the debates,
mm-hmm.
every single school board candidate said, equity is our number one issue.
Right.
Closing the achievement gap, number one issue.
The discipline gap,
the
too.
The discipline gap, number one issue.
Yep.
These issues of equity are at the forefront of every decision we are going to make going forward. So when you take that, and I think that's really the context we have to look at this, and then Blue Ribbon Mentor, there may not be the be-all, the end-all, but it was one of the few programs that specifically targeted Black and brown students, specifically had students commit to graduating from high school. The performance of students in the program versus those who weren't, and their graduation rates. So there were good results. Maybe not perfect, but what is, who is, right? And so I think a lot of the conversation that I've heard is more about if equity is indeed number one, mm-hmm. and you have a program that has some results, and there's no apparent thing to take its place, why mess with that before having the Do Better program, right? Whatever that might be. Mm-hmm. And transparency around what the district is doing. And I will give the benefit of the doubt and say that I believe the district is working on things. The question is, what are those things? Is there a good communication link where people understand if changes are being made, why are they being made, what's the benefit to the new way? And so if those things are happening, it's not apparent because people don't really know what they are. And mm-hmm. so I think that's a lot of the, and people, you know, in a void of information, people come to their own conclusions. And so there may be a step here, a step there, and a step here, and the conclusion is, my goodness, Blue Ribbon Mentor is going away. That may or may not be the total plan, but again, I think we, if there is a plan, it needs to be more widely mm-hmm. shared.
And these are, I mean, these are so important issues. And you mentioned the last time we had a Chapel Hill Carbor City School Board election and the debates that we went to. That was a year and a half ago when
yes.
we were having those debates. It feels like yesterday, but there's going to be an election coming up in November
yes.
and several seats are up. So
yeah.
this is the time to really be talking about it, because that election in November is going to be critical.
It is going
yeah.
to be critical. So.
Yeah. So speaking with Honor Richards again, other things that people ought to know, other things on your mind coming up?
Well, we got a branch meeting coming up this Saturday.
Yep.
So we're hoping that folks who are interested in getting involved will come on out, and we'll be at a different location, different week, different location this week. We're at United Church of Chapel Hill. We have that coming up, so we'd invite folks who are interested in getting involved to come. There's more information about that and other events. The big thing we have coming up, too, that I want to mention, one is that I don't know if folks are aware that we have a scholarship fund, and we give scholarships to graduating seniors from the Chapel Hill Carborough School District. Last year, we gave four $1,000 scholarships. This year, we're trying to step it up and give at least an additional four, but also allow the folks who got scholarships last year to renew at least to $500 for every year that they're matriculating. And depending on how much funds we can raise, we might, you know, it could go up. But so we've got a fun evening at Imbibe on Saturday, March 30th. As a fundraiser, we've got a jazz trio, and bring your checkbooks and donate to the scholarship fund. So that's going to be March 30th at Imbibe. And then on April 7th, we're going to be celebrating 110 years of the NAACP this year. Founded in 1909, really to fight against lynching. So we're having a co-sponsor along with the Orange County Remembrance Coalition program to celebrate 110 years of the NAACP. And we've got Professor Irv Joyner, who is a professor at Central in the law school, and also the head of the North Carolina NAACP Legal Redress. So come out. We'll have some celebration food and cake and learn some more about the history of the NAACP. So that's going to be on April 7th from 3 to 5 in the afternoon at the Southern
Human Services
Human
Center?
Services
yeah.
Center.
On Homestead Road.
On Homestead Road, yeah. So more to come on that. So
awesome.
Mark your calendars. We got a lot of things going on.
Sounds good. Again, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter. Honor Richards, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.